You would not even need to see Buffalo's offense run the ball this season to know they've been extremely productive. Just looking at the NFL rankings, one quickly realizes the Bills are one of the best teams in the league when it comes to their ground attack, ranking second in the NFL at just over 142 yards per game. Now, with one game remaining, Buffalo has a chance to amass their highest rushing total in more than 20 years.
You know, coming into this season, that's something that we wanted to get done was, you know, being really, good in the running game. You know, and something that offensive line, you know, wanted to be, you know, known for, you know, as running backs for myself and CJ, we wanted to get the running game going early, and we've been able to do that all year.
Well, every game we've done pretty well. Like you said, we've had a couple hiccups now and then. That's when we have, you know, we want to go out and establish a run every week, and I think we have.
With a total of 2,138 rushing yards through 15 games, the Bills need just 80 yards rushing Sunday in New England to have the most yards on the ground since the 1992 season, when Buffalo, behind defending league MVP Thurman Thomas, rolled for 2,436 yards.
You know, we've always said that we wanted to make this thing go on offense through us, so you know, that's what we tried to establish, you know, and, you know, our offensive coordinator, you know, and Nate and Coach Marone, you know, believe that, you know, that's the way that, you know, we want to get things done. So, you know, that's something that we're extremely proud of. You know, our offensive line is, you know, always willing to go out there and block for us. So, you know, the best thing we can do, like I said, having a young quarterback is, you know, taking a lot of pressure off of him is having that running game going.
In year one under head coach Doug Marone and offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett, the Bills have put up six games of 150 rushing yards or more, including three that went for more than 200. The run game has effectively become the identity of the Buffalo offense.
You know, we got some foundation plays that we're really confident in that we start a lot of games with in our, you know, kind of charted plays and plays that we're extremely confident in. That's big for an offense.
Ever since I've been here, it's always been the identity of our offense. You know, we always had a good running game. And I always said, in this league, you got to have a good running game, especially up here where we play at when it starts getting cold.
A stickler for perfection, head coach Doug Marone believes the run game can be even more consistent than it has been in 2013. Still, Buffalo's sideline boss sees the run game as one of their biggest building blocks on offense moving forward.
Consistency is big. I think, you know, sometimes those numbers, you know, the players are proud of them because you have to earn it. It's very difficult to run the football, honestly. You know, but at the same time, you know, you have to be able to do it, you know, throughout a season. That part of it has worked out well. I think that we can get better at it. I think that we will work on that quite a bit, and obviously we'll work on the other areas that we're deficient in that hasn't equaled wins for us.
More often than not, however, the Bills have been able to rely on their ground game, and the production has even given the defensive side of the ball something to believe in, and last week's win over Miami was the latest example.
Being able to control the ball and keep their offense off the field, and I think our defense kind of feeds off that too. You know, we have running the ball all day, you know, I think they know they're going to go out there and get a lot of passing downs. They want to get sacks and stuff like that. So I think it kind of affects our whole team when we are able to go out there and establish the run.
It's the greatest feeling. Especially when you know that you can pretty much do what you want to do. Especially that second half, I think we really got rolling. You know, and it was like, you know, there's nothing that they can do to stop us.
At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.